And ISKCON are very strictly, you know, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Radharani. And ISKCON, they try to worship, you know, Vaishnava means who worship Vishnu and all his expansions. But we are the Gaura Vaishnavas or Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Gaura means Gur or Gaura, Gauda. Gaudiya means Mahaprabhu Vaishnavas or Gaura or Gaura or Gur. Gur means sweet. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is a very sweet way of worshiping, because you will see, you know, like the devotee himself take care of Krishna, like Nanda Maharaj. He's Krishna appears as a baby. Krishna appears as, you know, friend, lover. But that's very hard to understand, how you can be lover of God or how you can be father of God. You be not God, your father. You be father of God. People have very much difficult to... they understand Ram. Yeah, Ram is very great. You know, they understand. Radha Krishna, they understand. They cannot understand Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu, Shri Chaitanya, Radhe Krishna, Nahyani, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Duya group. Radha and Krishna melted one and become Mahaprabhu. And he is Gaur Narayan or Gaur Avatar. So, very difficult to understand Gaudiya conception. That's why Gaudiya conception is very exclusive. But I find that Nrisimhadev respected in so many places. Holam, the place of South India where he actually revealed the stones are red from the blood of Hiranyakashipu. There are some place in South India where you can see that place, pastimes of Narasimhadev. But mainly actually this was a land of Hiranyakashipu, who was a great demon, and his palace was there. Even some stones are remain as a palace. You cannot possibly perceive, but that was so many, you know, maybe previous yuga. And that yuga actually says different yuga for mystic power, different restriction. That yuga was that you can be alive until your bones are alive. So you see many ascetics with bones, like they're ascetic. But because Hiranyakashipu like this, he exists within his own bones. Everything else was flesh, was eaten by termites. So that's how much he had so much tapasya, and he was a great asura. The asuras called deities. They're not human beings. They can do much more than human beings. And that's why when he asked Brahma boon, and he said, "I would make me immortal," and Brahma said, "I cannot do, because I'm not myself immortal. I only live one creation, and then I have to die. How can I make you what I cannot have myself?" Then Hiranyakashipu, when he followed his tapasya, he said, "Then don't make that I don't kill by, you know, humans, animals." And he started quoting so many conditions. But actually, humans, he wasn't like so care about. He just knew that Lord Ram came and killed his Ravana, his grandparent, he knew that. That's why he thought, well, you know, I don't want to be killed by the humans, because my, you know, Vishnu is my enemy. So he made Vishnu his enemy, and it says in Bhagavatam that Vishnu is very devious, because Vishnu had been hiding from Hiranyakashipu. But where did Vishnu were hiding? In his own heart. That's a very beautiful statement of Bhagavatam. Do you understand? Like, if you want to hide something, you put something on visible place, then you hide this. So, like, the only thing you cannot see is your nose. And you know you have nose, it's like, but you cannot see it. So same as, like, Krishna is in everybody's heart, but due to big ego, you cannot see him. So he had mountain of ego, and Vishnu hides in his own heart, and Vishnu is, like, listening, and he's chastising Vishnu, and he's... So many offense against Vishnu. So when he asked Prahlad Maharaj, "How can you believe in this Vishnu? Like, I cannot see him anywhere. Why everybody believe in God? Nobody have seen him." Then Prahlad Maharaj said, "How can you exist without God.
Getting to the last breath.
See, you cannot see him anywhere, but I can understand easy. Everything in this world ultimately connects with Krishna. Atoms, so world, out how the flowers, do it. Universe, everything has connection with Krishna. This is devotee's mentality. Devotees say, how people don't understand everything connect with God. And materialists, they say, oh, we cannot see God, there is no proof of the God. But it's like everywhere, what is the proof? The proof of God's existence is your existence. Because you exist, this is the proof of the existence of God. If your inconceivable existence is obvious, then why do you think some greater consciousness cannot exist? This is a very materialistic idea. So, in this case, Hiranyakashipu, he represents hardcore materialist and looking for Vishnu, actually. And, you know, it's long, many stories actually, so many stories in Puranas. Every Purana written a little different way. Some Puranas written how they fight, some Puranas written many sub-stories for life. It's not like one story. You can find a story in many, many Puranas. It's a very exemplary story. But in the Bhagavatam, it has a very beautiful sloka, because Bhagavatam is directing towards the substance. So, very beautiful part when Prahlad Maharaj is telling about what is a human life. And he's giving amazing calculation, which we can use in full-blown film. And that calculation is, say, at most, if you can live 100 years, at most, if you live 100 years, then 1/4 of your time you'll be sleeping. That makes you 75. Then he's calculating how much time you are going to bathroom, how much time you're spending for work, how much you're spending for eat, then how much you're spending to grow, and then you grow and you decide to engage in like family life, and then you start growing children, and like you again dedicate your own life to somebody else. So according to calculation of Prahlad Maharaj, passing stool and that's not considered to be lifetime. Actually, myself, I figured how to do it divine. Every time, I tell you how my secret. Every time I go to the bathroom, I put up my iPod and click and hear lectures on some Harikatha.
Only you can do much this.
But I detect this from Shastras, because when Mahaprabhu went to pass too, then he was trying to stop his mouth because he's chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he's passing through. And one little boy coming, telling, what is your problem? And Mahaprabhu saying, my problem is I'm trying to go to bathroom, but my tongue is chanting Hare Krishna. One boy said, Hare Krishna is transcendental, you don't worry, you can do that. It's in Shastras. So that means, I understood, every time I go to bathroom and I wash, shave, see, no, honestly, brush teeth. And every time my life is very destructive because many phone calls I put. And I'm thinking, every time when I'm in morning time, you see, I'm always working with iPod. Because I know, at least in bathroom, 15, 20 minutes, I can hear some Harikatha. So, and sometimes like eating, or sometimes other time. So, this actually says, you should try to engage you always, whether you're in bathroom, whether you're in other world, or hell or heaven, you try to engage in Krishna consciousness. So, Prahlad Maharaj is giving very, very refined life calculation. He really tells, you think if you're living in this world, but actually you're not living. You're passing, you're sleeping, you're mating, you're trying to, you know, cook, then you're trying to eat, then you're trying to rest because you're tired. I mean, like just today, we're doing nothing, we're driving, but we're tired. So that's what your life. So don't think you have so much time in this life for spiritual things. You might have actually a moment. That's why it says Sadhu Shastri called moment of association of sadhu can turn your life. Because don't think you have like many enlightenment moments of your life. A few things you really, oh yes, I'm so, really, yes, I must dedicate. Most of the time you live in it as an instinct. Do you understand? As animal. Animal has no question. Animal sleeping, eating, mating. But the animal never asks himself question, does God exist? Unless it's some kind of a divine animal. So very rarely you have internal inquiry or you have realization in this world. And Prahlad Maharaj explained to him, he said, if you use that moment of your life, not for your instinctive life, because instinctive life is about your instinct, self, and instincts are very interesting. Self-preservation is the most important. Out of self-preservation, even mothers sometimes can give up the child. It's because self-preservation, you understand? It's like, it's within self-interest. It's a very animalistic instinct. So, real heroes, they're going against self-preservation instinct. Like you see in the great films about great heroes, like in Chinese film, Hero, like you can understand, this guy is going, he's not going to live, he's going to die. And that's why samurais and all great warriors, they understand, you can't fight like if you're afraid. You have to fight like you're already dead. You have to consider yourself as a dead man. That dead man can do a lot. There's one great film with Johnny Depp about dead men. It's a very classical film. And you're already dead. So what does a dead man do? You go on your own destination. So technically speaking, that's who we are. We're dead people in this world. But if somehow, by Krishna's grace, we have little...
Getting to the last sprinkle at the bottom of the can is never easy for humans. So let's find out how the X-Men would do it.
Just the ones at the top. So this machine we've built replicates three mutant abilities. Blades as sharp as Wolverine's claws, a powerful magnet for Magneto, and a vortex which creates a tornado.
Start acting not for some kind of a self-instinctive purposes. We're going to the plane of sacrifice, the plane of service, and from that everything comes. So Prahlad Maharaj, really, in the second part, he started preaching in Shandana Maraka school. He's been giving to school, and in school they said, oh, you have to teach politics, you have to do, you know, chemistry, physics, nutrition, everything. But Prahlad Maharaj said, come on, that's not what I really want to realize. I don't need politics, because politics, you think, oh, it's good for me, then I become your friend. It's not so, like, politics is always about selfish interests. He said, that's not what I really want to know. I really want to know about Atmagyan, the true nature. We always have to consider what is our true nature. If all we're doing is like for the ass, and for other parts of the body, that's not actually our true nature. You know, we have to think, what is good for the soul? Soul is eternal. Soul will have the journey. So Prahlad Maharaj, he starts speaking about soul. Atmagyan, very profound. And very beautifully he speaks to it. And he's a very small school boy. So he doesn't play around. He just tells his friend, look, you may look at this world this way, but let me give you my vision. And start explaining, what is human life? What is duration of life? What is the madness of the soul? And his preaching was so beautiful that they asked, where did you get all this knowledge? And Hiranyakashipu was very disturbed when he heard from teachers. He said, I pay you good money. You know, you're sons of Shukra, you're sons of great Asura Guru, Shankara Maraka. You have to... Like, you are great Brahmins, and I treat you so well, and you're spoiling my son. And they say, no, we don't spoil, They're very much afraid of Hiranyakashipu. He's always drunk. And he's always staring at everybody, and he's like Stalin, you know. He doesn't like you, he'll chop your head off. So then they said, no, our master, please, it's not us. And he said, there may be some Vaishnavas entering school. Maybe some Vaishnavas are... He said, no, we have garden very nice. There's no entrance, Vaishnava. Maybe when your wife was pregnant, then she stayed Narada. Maybe Narada spoiled this boy with his divine Harikatha. And Kranich was very disturbed, but still he thinks it's my son. I tried to change him. But after some time he understands Prahlad is not going to change. Many times he's asking me, please give up this Krishna consciousness and join me and you become like me. But Prahlad said, no, I cannot do that, please. Then he ordered his murder. In so many different ways, demons tried to kill him and throw him in snakes and throw him in fire. And you know, when they throw him in snakes, Prahlad just chant Vishnu name. He see Vishnu with everybody's heart. And the poisonous snakes, he see them on different than Ananta. And they're so much friendly with him and they like him. And he's playing with snakes. And they say, yeah, these snakes are so much poison. But he's playing with them like they have no way to harming him. Then they said, oh, we should throw him in the fire. And Prahlad is chanting Vishnu, Vishnu, and entering the fire, and Avinidev inside fire. Then they said, what is this boy? He's like, you know, going inside fire. There he's not. And they said, we cannot believe there's no demon. There's no one who has such a mystic power like your son. You are a great king, but he must be like somebody who's more greater than you. Then, you know, Hiranyakashipu had very big ego. He said, yes, but then myself, I should kill him. Because I can kill anybody. I can defeat anyone. Then, before making his decision, he think, last time I have to speak with my son. And he's telling him, you were telling me, Vishnu, but now is time of your death, you think Vishnu will come help you? He said, of course, Vishnu's everywhere. If this material body has no significance, if Krishna's will, Vishnu's will, then he's so much disturbed with him, and he say, look, he's in this kalan, and he destroyed the kalan. So one time I play Narsimhadev Gurudev in the theater, that big Narsimhadev part, and I had to rip off Hiranyakashipu. And you know, with Narsimhadev, he appeared out of Kalan. And then, you know, he sit on the doorway. That's where he sit, because it was not in dome, not outside of dome. It was like he sit on doorway and not in air, not on the ground. He put his on his lap. Not with hands, not with weapons. He did with nails, not touching. So he's like fighting with great demon, but he's fighting like cat playing with mice. You know, this demon has so much power and so much weapons, and Narsimhadev like fighting him and like dancing. And they say it was looking like crazy, mysterious dance. And while Narsimhadev dancing, he's like with his nails and moments killing other hundreds of demons. Not only Hiranyakashipu, but finally when he got his deadly dance, he just catch him by hand the leg and put his shoulder and like rip him off and took his intestines big gone. So in a drama we had to do this as well. So we think what we can make in testicles. So we make some, not like sausages, but some kind of things. We put in Hiranyakashipu belly, and I rip him off, and I start drawing this in hole, and there's like 200 people, and somebody... And Gurudev was like, wow. But he did not know that it's me playing Narsimhadev. No, because I had Narsimha mask. Maybe somewhere in the archive there's a picture. And then Gurudev's very happy to see, and you see like we rip off and some substance coming out. That substance drawing in a hole. Some dude is eating very nice prasad. So today when we saw ISKCON presentation, they also give to Gurudev garlands from like Narsimhadev garlands from fruits and bananas and eatable garlands. But actually, it has to be like the intestines. So, you know, that's how he... This part of Bhagavatam is very beautiful. There are many important slokas, actually.
Even Eurasia can, Iran has bulletins, like good teachers.
Yeah, yes, but you know, one important sloka, actually very important sloka, where Srimadev say, oh, now, like, because he had some ugra in him, like, he had so much anger, then he's like, want to burn the universe. Also, Mahaprabhu, when he heard they stopped Sankirtan, he wants to, like, burn. He thinks, like, let me burn this Brahmanda with all the souls. And but then Nityananda Prabhu said, no, wait, you come here to, you Prem Avatar, come on, you forgot, you're not Narsimha. But when he came as Narsimha, his anger was so much that they says the universe was almost burned, and all the gods, they're like, even Lakshmi Devi, who's like, you know, servitor of Narsimha Lotus Feet, she's like, no, I'm not coming to my husband at this point. So all the gods, you know, Shiva, Brahma, Ganesh, they all look like, who can pacify him? Then they saw Prahlad Maharshi, they push him, you go. You understand? But Prahlad Maharshi, he's really not, like, he has no fear. Ishwaram, Sarvabhutanam, Sarvalokya Maheshwaram, Suhvidam, Sarvabhutanam, Gyantamam, Shanti, Chanti. Who knows that Lord's everywhere, and Lord's your best friend, how you can have fear? It's like Christian idea, have fear of God. But who is real devotee? He cannot have fear. So he's coming without fear. And it says, the lion is very, like, very, you know, very angry, and lion is like, you know, you don't want to get around lion. But when lion see his cub, he become into parenthood, he's totally changed. So when Narsimhadev saw Prahlad Maharshi start, tears start coming from his eyes, he's like, his anger came down, he's like crying, he's taking Prahlad, like kissing him, licking, and Prahlad like sitting, my Lord, I'm amazed by your divine form. I really like, it's so wonder you came to save me. I'm such a small man, you came to save me. But there's someone say, no, wait. It is not to glorify me. You please tell what you want. What is your desire? Prabhupada said, me ask you something? I'm not crazy. It's only material people asking something for Krishna. Like some people ask, oh, why you not ask something from God? Why not? It's only materialists, they pray to you. They ask, give me this, give me that. But not devotee. I myself have to be a giver. But I have nothing to offer to you. So how can I ask anything from you? Then Narsimha said, that's not true, that's not proper. I am the beneficiary, I'm the giver. You have to ask me something. Prahlad said a very famous shloka. He said, I'm not a businessman, I'm not a vanik, I'm not a trader. You, me, you, that's business, it's not devotion. I'm totally for you, I have no condition. This is the devotion. Narsimha said, that is very good for the rest of the world. But for you, I want to inquire something. He said, I'm not interesting anything, but one thing, you just killed my father, who was like an asura demon. Is there any chance for him? He said, that is also no need to acquire. If someone becomes devotee, he will liberate hundreds of his generations of parents from all the hells. By your power, you liberate all people around you and all your previous and future generations, if you become pure devotee. Then Prahlad was very happy. He asked one question about his father, and Narsimha gave a very deep ontological speech about devotion, what is devotion. And there are actually many other things, but you know, so they say, although he's very lion-like, but to his devotees he's so soft and so gentle. And Mahaprabhu, when he came in his divine form, many times he chanted in front of Narsimhadev, and many times the deity Narsimhapali, he's been there since a long, long time. After that, he killed Narsimha Hiranyakashipu, he went back to Vaikuntha, but he saw Navadvipa. He thought, oh, Navadvipa, very nice place. Mahaprabhu will come here. Let me stay. He stayed there in the form of Shalagram Shiva for a long time. His meditation, deep meditation of Mahaprabhu, he became Shalagram Narasimha. And in that form, he stayed millions and millions of years waiting for Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu coming, that place already was famous, Narasimhapalaya. Many gods built their palaces there and worship Narasimhadev. That temple actually once been offered to Gurudev, that Narasimha temple. But one time Gurudev said, some people say, well, why Narasimhadev is not coming? Why we're not coming to Narasimhadev? Gurudev said, I will say something Narasimhadev may not like. Everybody was so shocked. He said, our line is pure worship of Radharani and Mahaprabhu. We're not following so much Vishnu Bhakti. But in this regard, we're praising Narasimhadev because he is the Bhakta Vatsalya and he's protector of pure devotees. And he's showing what is the pure devotion. So in this regard, we have so much deep respect to Prahlad Maharaj because this is the beginning of Bhakti. Prahlad doesn't have any service. Then the question is, do we have any service? You understand that Prahlad Maharaj is such a great man, he has no service. He's only in Shantarasa. He's chanting Narasimha Vishnu name. So he's showing which the mind of surrender must have before you enter to the world of service. If you less than Prahlad, and you think you can go to Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhuri Rasa? You think you overcome Prahlad Maharaj? No, it says first you have to surrender, Prapanam, Sharanagatam, then service begins. So it says, those who surrender soul can even overcome obstacles of chanting of holy name. See, because chanting a holy name surrender soul. But those who have surrendered, they can overcome that obstacle. Because you may not be so much qualified in chanting holy name, but if you surrender to Krishna fully, that can take you beyond that. That is actually only our hope is.
Getting to the last Pringle at the bottom of the can is
surrender. So Prahlad Maharaj is showing us unconditional surrender and Narasimhadev showing unconditional mercy. If you surrender to me as you do to me, I will save you. That's what I told you. If you surrender to me, to Krishna, Krishna will help you. Surrender must be. Surrender is Sharanagati. It's full. It's not about ego. It's actually positive and negative. It's about offering self. And offering self, sometimes you're offering yourself in very strange situation. We have no way, any other way to offer to anyone. You understand? That is the important part. So sometimes Krishna put devotees in difficult situation that you are only pray to Krishna, only surrender to Krishna. There's no any other way. Otherwise, you believe in your money or power or in your brain, you know, in your good fortune. No, that's not devotional life. So, today we had nice celebration of Narasimha Bhagavan. We had darshan of Narasimha of Mayapur, that special temple. Yesterday I had darshan night time. Some, that ditya from Narasimha Pali I saw, I think, well, very, very, very merciful, very magnificent Lord, the protector of his devotees. He is actually can take any form to protect his devotee. And this lila is very beautiful, it's very purifying, nourishing, and so we have so much deep respect and Narasimhadev, but within connection with where does devotion take us? Now, Nrsimha Dev for us is not the final destination. It's actually the beginning. For some people, and some even some gurus, when they all they like Nrsimha Dev, Prahlad Maharaj, they worship that. That is truth, but that is not our destination. Our final destination is lotus feet of Mahaprabhu Radharani. Govardhan, like I've said, it is our prayojana, and we worship that. But never to show disrespect to all other avatars we like. But out of so many avatars, there's like appearance day of Varaha or appearance day of Kurma, Matsya. But for some reason, in the Western world, Nrsimha is very popular because it's Kali Yuga and nobody celebrates like Matsya avatar. It's such a great opponent. Like, in ISKCON we had so much. Today, big Abhishek, big offering. Then we can understand why. Because Nrsimha Dev is giving us that Prahlad Bhakti. Then that's why we are worshipping. But in Guru Maharaj's world, he's, as Gurudev say, exclusively man of Radharani. Guru Maharaj's devotion, exclusive devotion. Even to its devotion are transcend gods and goddesses. Even the Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, she not entering Vrindavan. So our teachers are show us where their divine domain. For us it's very hard to understand, but our line very exquisite devotion, and therefore we observing all the appearance days, but we're not doing like daily worship on Nrsimha. But day like today, we have special, pray for special blessings, seeing him. And he's every time going to Mangalarati of Mayapur, Mahaprabhu. Yeah, so he's actually remained resigned in Yoga Pita in this form, because that's how he's going to that ISKCON temple. Everybody's visiting ISKCON temple. Somebody for pizza, somebody for art. But Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, they had their own spot near Govardhan. So Gupta Govardhan is in Kaldvip. And that place is Pad Sevanam. We are doing the service there. So there are so many other spaces that are available. But sometimes to be in the central spot doesn't mean you're in the center. Krishna is unique, he's absolute. Center is everywhere. All the time is the sunset, all the time is the sunrise. Every morning, do you understand? Everywhere sunset, the sun moving. At some place, everywhere sunset. At some place, everywhere sunrise. There's never that. It's all exists at the same time, sunset, sunrise. So same as Krishna. He exists everywhere with all different extensions and all different rasas. But every devotee's group, they think, oh, my Lord is magnificent. And they belong to special position of Lord. So we have that fortune, and today we celebrate very poorly actually. We're not like doing big Abhishek, big puja, but full heart and an association of devotees, Krishna Kanta, Dimunindra, now Chaitanya Mahi, all the new God brothers, God sisters. We have great chance to celebrate, observe this day, and now we can chant song. So which one is it? We can chant. Yeah, that's avatar. Do you have that? Yes. Or give me. Yes. It's quite a complicated song, but we can manage. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Jai Jagadishaya, 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 Jai
Some devotees thinking fast.